Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
Who then should we be turning to answer some of these questions? Because it seems like the people who are answering those questions are those who have indeed created the technology, rather than turning back to, say, a biblical example or someone in the church. Is that part of the point of your book?
Oh, yes. And that is a great question, Joe. Who should we look to today? Because many people do see that various outlooks that are affirmed in Scripture, they see a conflict between that and what they're perhaps hearing or seeing or reading with regard to what medicine or science or biotechnology is affirming today. But one thing that we develop in the book, and that is that there really is no conflict with regard to the significance of human life between science and Scripture. We look at both and say that rightly understood, both are saying that we have a human being from conception onward. I mean, you know, just took a look at the term human being. When we produce an embryo, is that human? Well, yes. I mean, that's genetics. Genetics makes it very clear that we're talking about something human as opposed to plant, animal, or anything else. And similarly, what is a being? Well, that's asking what is a being or an organism as opposed to merely some cells. You know, our blood, our skin, you know, those are just cells. But when you have an organized creature that can, given suitable environment and nurture, you know, develop throughout its lifespan, you have a being, an organism. So science is saying that we have a human being from early on, and Scripture affirms the same sort of thing. I mean, in the book, we look, as you point out, at Genesis, and from the very beginning, that which is human, as opposed to plant or animal, or we're talking Genesis 1 here, is created in the image of God and is therefore worthy of tremendous respect. Genesis 9, you don't kill that which is human as opposed to plant or animal in terms of human beings. Why? Because God is specially connected with human beings. You know, when you are messing with people, you're messing with God. I mean, that's amazing, but that's a teaching of Scripture, and it mirrors the wonder of human existence that we are learning about in science. There's really no conflict there, as long as we understand the, you know, all that's going on there.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.